Not a hostage, but a victim of October 7th. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. The White House is extending sympathies to the family of 70-year-old Judith Weinstein. It had been thought the American-Israeli was among the hostages taken by Hamas in October, but officials now say she was killed that day, along with her husband. A Hamas leader today says a temporary ceasefire would not be enough to get back 100 of the hostages. He's calling for a total end of Israel's military action. In Idaho, the home where four university students were stabbed to death last year has been knocked to the ground. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Destroying the house is an emotional step for the victims' families and a close-knit community. The owner of the rental house donated it to the university.
A Georgia judge signs off on new voting maps, which include black majority districts. I'm Jackie Quinn.